Sad news with the tornadoes bearing down on several states on Sunday and unfortunately resulting in the loss of life. We'll talk about that in just a second. The Weather Service was all over this telling everybody that they could get to take cover before it was too late. A prime minister resigns over a ferry sinking. Flight 370, 60 mil. As the push continues to broaden the area, but nothing new, March 8th disappearing from radar. And hey, there's this story about an owner of an NBA team who allegedly told his girlfriend, do not bring blacks to the game, after seeing her on Instagram in a photo with Magic Johnson. Lots of people are talking about this. There's NBA player protests, including Donald Sterling, the owner of the Clippers' own team in the playoffs right now, losing to the Golden State Warriors on Sunday and staging their own protest by hiding the logo of their uniform in the beginning of the game and by wearing black socks and armbands and anything that they could find to do. Sterling's girlfriend's lawyer says she didn't release the recordings, so that makes it that much more curious who released the recordings. And some of the biggest names in basketball are saying it's sickening and offensive, the views, and Donald Sterling should be gone from the game or at least heavily disciplined. The National Basketball Players Association demanded he be barred from all playoff games this season. I'll repeat this. He is the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers. They are in the playoffs. The players also won an accounting of past accusations of racism against Sterling and an explanation of what kind of discipline might be issued and some kind of assurance from the league commissioner, who is new, Adam Silver, that they will do something to work with the association and that the investigation will be conducted as swiftly as possible. So Donald Sterling wasn't in the crowd to see his team lose 118-97 to the Warriors. He agreed to stay away from the game because of the controversy that really took off on Sunday, when the website Deadspin released another audio recording of a conversation that supposedly was between Sterling talking with his girlfriend earlier in the month. Deadspin and TMZ both released recordings, and they wouldn't say where they got the recordings. So how about that? 15 minutes. And here's a little bit of what they were talking about. A little bit of what is on this is where he says you should not be in the recording. The woman says she doesn't think the man is racist, but the people around him have poisoned minds. She says it's the world. You go to Israel, the blacks are just treated like dogs, the man says. He says there are white Jews and black Jews, and they are treated 100% differently. And is that right, the woman says? And he says, it isn't a question. We don't evaluate what's right and wrong. We live in a society. We live in a culture. We have to live within that culture. When the woman says she doesn't share the man's view about race, he tells her, well, then if you don't feel like that, don't come to my games. Don't bring black people and don't come. He says, and this is probably one of the worst parts of this, I support them, give them food and clothes and cars and houses. Who gives it to them? Does someone else give it to them? Do I know that I have? Who makes the game? Do I make the game or do they make the game? So as you can imagine, it's just a bombshell that's just expanding. And Adam Silver is the NBA commissioner. He's dealing with this and has said that he can't condemn him. He should get his full time to go through it and process it. He has to have due process, so he's not going to speculate on it. They're going to determine, first of all, whether the recording is authentic, then look at the context of the recording and all that kind of stuff. So who knows where this goes, except for, I think it's like an earthquake, to make a reference to Southern California, beneath the feet of Donald Sterling. And it's really the photo that was posted on Instagram with Magic Johnson. And he says, you don't have to have yourself with black people. And then she says, if it's white people, is it okay? And she says, if it was Larry Bird, would it make a difference? And so then the whole thing, the string goes on and on like that. So you can imagine what the reaction is. Even the president was asked to weigh in on the controversy. He was at a news conference with Malaysian Prime Minister on Sunday. Obama was asked about the comments. And what he said was, when ignorant folks want to advertise their ignorance, you don't really have to do anything. You just let them talk. That's what happened here. He also said Sterling's alleged comments are an example of how the United States continues to wrestle with the legacy of race and slavery and segregation. The president of the California NAACP suggested fans boycott the Clipper games and suggests that African Americans and Latinos should honor Sterling's request and not attend the games. What's very ironic in this story is Sterling was going to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award, an event next month to mark the 100th anniversary of the Los Angeles NAACP, but the national organization tweeted Sunday that that's not going to happen. How about that? So this will only get bigger. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. The tornadoes that tore through several states on Sunday have now, the death total keeps increasing, 11 people, 10 in Arkansas, 1 in Oklahoma, and it was bad. A lot of them happened in the early evening, and Mayflower, Arkansas was one of the worst places. Just widespread damage is the best way to describe it. You can't even get down, they say, through the middle of Main Street in the middle of town. It's just that bad. Lots of downed power lines, carnage from cars that are overturned, all that kind of stuff. Things that are smashed, very visible, they say, from the freeway. And they're searching to make sure that they haven't missed anybody. And I think that's why some of those numbers are changing. We're going to talk about that and a few other things, too, as we motor along here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Segment in our weekly re-rack. Very excited about this. In case you missed it, Jan Scruggs. Do you know the name Jan Scruggs? If you don't, you will afterwards. Okay, he's best known for being the founder of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, but he was a corporal in the 199th Light Infantry Brigade, and he knows what it was like to go through Vietnam, and he was the one who really pounded the pavement for the Vietnam Memorial. And now there's something even bigger going on. There's a whole center that's getting ready to be launched with all kinds of artifacts and, I mean, just some amazing things that he has pulled together. And he's also at this education center, he's going to have the faces of so many of the fallen. So you can put the name and the face together, you know. And the other thing he's going to do at the center is welcome home veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan and talk about any of the wars. So I love this guy. I do. I love this guy because he's not looking for pats on the back. But I think about the wall and what he did and the idea that he came up with the memorial. And he started to raise the money for the memorial with $2,800 of his own money, and he raised $8 million, mostly of course from private donations. And then if you think about this, the memorial was dedicated in 1982. And now he's pushed it further with the whole education center. And he He's having, at the end of May, at the wall, they're going to read every single name of the people who, of the fallen from the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, starting at 9 o'clock, and they think they'll finish up by 6 o'clock in the evening. So this guy is, I mean, this guy is nonstop is what he is, and good for him. Because I love this idea, this whole education center, what's happening there and what that will mean and how it will help people who come back for more. And just the whole idea of what can be put together for this. So interesting. And I think the May 24th idea was a pretty smart one, too, to read all the names. Because where do you see all the names? It's like you said, people don't even remember the names, unless it's somebody connected to them. So anyway, that's coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight. In the meantime, we're going to zig and zag in a couple of quick directions. I mentioned the tornadoes, which, of course, is the most terrible thing on our radar. Again, Mother Nature talking about a disaster where it's just, we're talking about lots of wreckage in Arkansas and Oklahoma, and cars overturned and houses ripped up and lives lost. And that's, of course, the worst thing. And that's the thing we care about the most. When you hear 18-wheelers and trucks and all of that, the fact that they're just were thrown over like nobody's business, it was pretty violent. Especially in Mayflower. They say the description that it was all of a sudden there sounded like a freight train. Anybody who's been in a twister, a bad one, they know. And as far as damages to houses, the estimate, and that can change, but is about 70 homes, 25 businesses in Baxter Springs. And that's a place where there's less than 5,000 people living, rather. 25 people in Baxter Springs were injured. One person died. So, in Arkansas, the governor, Mike Beebe's people, put it at eight people dead. And, of course, all of this depends on searching every single place that they can. So there is a chance that they might have missed somebody. They might overturn something that they didn't see before, but how scary is that? And when you talk about a system moving through and you're talking about a tornado being on the ground for 30 minutes, boy, that is a long time. And we don't know the storm ratings yet, but EF3 or higher, where you're talking about winds that are 136 miles an hour, that's pretty bad. If tornadoes in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, if they prove to be that that deadly. And I was thinking about Joplin, Missouri, 2011, 161 people killed, leveling a big chunk of that city. And this one twister set down not too far from Joplin, Missouri. Louisiana, Mississippi, they had some bad flash flooding. So some nasty weather in the Midwest, the South, Southwest, and Interstate 70, bad in some areas. Golf ball-sized hail in Overland Park, Kansas. So you get the drift. I mean, this is when you're watching the Weather Channel and it pays off because you realize, oh my gosh, I got to pay attention. We are right in the heart of this. And in an instant, it can happen. All of a sudden, the sky goes dark and it's too late. And you are just scrambling. You are scrambling to take cover somewhere. Wherever you can take cover. Wherever. All right, this is sad. I'm going to mention this. The Ukraine, nothing new there except for now there's supposed to be some new sanctions. And they're going to be the energy variety that the European Union will announce. I think they need to really go after finance hard and heavy, but that's not been thrown in there yet at this point. In the meantime, members of a German-led military observation team that are being held hostage in the eastern Ukraine were paraded before the media on Sunday with a rebel leader calling them prisoners of war. And here we go again. Separatists announcing that May 11th, a referendum on the creation of the People's Republic might happen, and they want to take control of regional TV. So there's just security has just deteriorated. And the tension could not be higher. Could not be higher. A German colonel was quoted on the 8-member military transparency mission, they say, under the auspices of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, said that they were being held as guests of the mayor. The group was detained Friday along with 5 Ukrainians. They say they haven't been mistreated, but they just want to go home soon. Let me go home. Let me leave. And Russian television ran reports on 3 Ukrainian men, allegedly state security officials, who were captured by the separatists on Saturday. The men showed some signs of having been beaten. So there's big problems in the Ukraine. This is nothing that we don't know. That there's a fight over who's causing the trouble, and then it just depends on where the trouble's dusting up, but it's not good. There's obviously problems with Russia, troops on the border, with the Ukrainian people, and then with the pot stirrers in between. So let's see what they say about going after Putin's people and going after the entities that they control, whatever they are, if they can go after them specifically. Energy is going to be one of the areas, but I think they really need to hit every single sector, especially finance. If this is what you're going to do, this is what you have to do to end it. It's really the only way. The U.S. Department, the U.S. State Department said that John Kerry, Secretary of State, is urging Russia to support without preconditions efforts by the Ukraine to free the hostages, that they need to just free the hostages, and they need to stop provoking on the Ukrainian border. But I don't think those words are enough. There has to be more of a push, let's say. Jan Scruggs coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Growing up in Philadelphia and taking trips to Washington, and recently taking the show to Washington, some of the amazing memorials and monuments that are there. None, I think, more important, and none that will just make you stop dead in your tracks as you read the names than the Vietnam Veterans Wall, for sure. And remember when that wall was built, and remember what that was like. And when you go, you'll be, I think, really pleased to see some of the people who are there just absorbing the names and whatnot. Well, we have with us on the show, he's in our virtual green room, Jan Scruggs. He's Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund founder and president. And you have to go back to this group back into the late 70s that was started by Mr. Scruggs. And what an organization. Wait to hear what they're doing now, something that's getting ready to take place coming up on May 24th, the reading of the names. And I can only imagine what that will be like starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. But he's going to explain all of this to us. Jan Scruggs, thanks again for coming on America Tonight.
Sure.
I wanted to take you back for a second and tell me what it was like for you once that whole wall was up, constructed, the whole thing. What was that like for you when you really first absorbed that?
Well, I was just sort of your average guy, and I decided that I would sort of try to build a national memorial in Washington, D.C., not realizing how difficult it was to do that. but was able to do it in 3 years. But it's quite amazing being able to achieve anything big, and that was a pretty big thing to achieve, and it was the work of many people, of course.
So after that goes up, and as I mentioned, there is something about seeing the people. You can tell that they've lost people, or they're just in awe of all the names and thinking about it. But for you, I can only imagine you probably heard from a lot of families. And what was that like? I mean, that had to be interesting to hear the stories, I would think, from the families.
Well, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial is a very interesting place for people watching and for having sort of casual conversations with people, because there are a lot of individuals who come there who do have friends and family members who are actually engraved on the wall. And you may be interested to know that we have over 400,000 items that have been left at the memorial, and quite an extraordinary and unprecedented sort of thing to happen. And this will be part of this education center we're going to be building near there eventually.
Yeah, so tell us about that. You're raising money to build the education center at the wall, right? And what are some of the things that we'll hear about or your dream is for the education center?
Well, we've got 10 years of planning into this, so it's pretty much nailed down. This will be a display of really America's legacy of service, beginning in 1775 when we were fighting the British all the way through the current wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. All these veterans will be honored. The idea of serving your country is what's really being honored here. And the items that will be in this sort of museum will include some of the 400,000 items left at the wall, because to serve in Vietnam, it was really hard to do that back then. A lot of us were treated very badly when we returned. It was a very difficult war. Didn't turn out very well. So to serve there, it really took a little bit of an extra effort for most people. So we did it anyway, and now it's our turn to honor these veterans coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah, I mentioned this briefly, saying you were going to do the deal with the reading of the names on May 24th, and that it would start in the morning at 9, and I guess it'd finish at 6 o'clock or sometime around then, Eastern time. Tell us about that. Who's reading the names, how you're doing that, because you've got like 6,800 names, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Your vast list in the audience can actually take part in this. They can actually read names at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Just go to our website, buildthecenter.org. But essentially, look, these people have been, Americans have been fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan since 2001. We've lost 6,800 killed. About over 30,000 have been wounded seriously. This has been a real war for these guys and women now, too. They've really sacrificed a lot. And most of us in this country, we haven't even been inconvenienced by it. But this is a time for us as a nation to pay tribute to these veterans, some of whom are struggling, and a way to do that symbolically is to read their names, and we're going to do that on the mall. We have great support from many important American political leaders and from people like Jimmy Buffett and others. It's really exciting thing, so we hope that many people will join in. Many of the veterans are coming to take part in this, as well as the survivors, husbands, daughters, wives, and husbands.
Yeah. Obviously, you know from your own service, and as you relate that, you mentioned that and talking about Iraq and Afghanistan, do you think that there is sort of a kindredship between the people who served in Vietnam and those that served in Iraq and Afghanistan, or really could that be any military person who served in any of our wars?
I think, you know, a lot of us who served in the Vietnam War, if you talk to these youngsters coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, you'll find that their fathers or mothers were military veterans during the Vietnam era. But for us, the bigger issue is we have to make sure that what happened to us doesn't happen to these veterans. So events like this, to bring attention to them and the needs of the, you know, the living veterans, not just the ones who gave their lives, these are things that keep their issues alive. So we're determined to do this and to do it right, and we've got a lot of great support.
Yeah, and in that support, as you know, you talk about it, and we'll tell everywhere where to go, and looking at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund and this education center that you're talking about, as you said, it's taken a decade, and you're piecing it all together, and some of the interesting things that you intend in putting in there. One of them is the wall of faces. Is that important? Because then there's like, okay, now this is how many people we're talking about, but here's the actual wonderful face of the person that, you know, we lost that served. Was that the idea behind that?
Yes, it's really important to put a face with a name. When you go to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, you see this big sea, like an ocean of names there. But many times people will come and they'll leave a photograph next to the wall. And when you take the photograph and hold it right next to the name, it's a very different experience to your psyche. So in the Education Center, we're going to show the photographs of the fallen, from the Vietnam War. There are 58,000, and we now have about 34,000 of the photographs. We need more, so go to buildthecenter.org if you can help. And once per hour inside of the Education Center for about 5 minutes, we're going to show the photographs of the fallen from Iraq and Afghanistan. So this will really sort of serve as their place that they will come to be part of this education center. So that's one reason we're working so hard to get this done.
Yeah, and you mentioned we're talking about Iraq, we're talking about Afghanistan, of course, Vietnam, but also the education center. I mean, you're talking about honoring everybody who's basically served from, if we go way back in our history, to Bunker Hill, right?
Yeah. It's a place to honor service, duty, good values like courage and honor, service, and it will honor America's legacy of service that throughout the nation's history, a really small percentage of the public has been willing to fight in our nation's wars. And these people need to be remembered, not just because they were brave and many of them died, but because they preserved the nation. And right now, you know, we have troops who are under fire in places like Afghanistan, and we've had troops who were fighting the other day in Yemen, going after terrorists who wanted to blow us all up, apparently,
yeah.
And successfully did this operation. But these people should be honored. This is a place to do it. But we're not building a military recruiting center or anything like that. The purpose of this is to elevate the idea of serving your country, not just in the military, but serving in a larger sense in your local communities. The idea of service, of giving something back instead of just being self-absorbed, is much of what we're doing with this.
Wow, what a great sentiment. What a perfect way to end this. And tell everybody, you want to read names, you can sign up at www.vvmfeasy.org to remember, and you can help with the Education Center. Jim, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring is like on Jupiter.
Hard to believe we are racing toward the finish line again for this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate DeLay. Hope you had a fabulous weekend and you're ready for another week at the tail end of April. We are almost out of April, folks. I can't believe it. May is in our sights. Once again, over the weekend, a lot of people sending in emails, thoughts on all kinds of things. So let's hop to those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Mary, who says, Kate, I cannot believe what has happened in Korea with this ferry incident. I think a lot of Americans are paying attention to it. I heard you mention that the other night. You don't have to apologize for talking about it. I think it's stunning. It's abhorrent. And there's a lesson to be learned from this. You mentioned it, that you'd have to take charge of things yourself. Of course, these teenagers, why would they think that? If people are telling them just to keep calm and then all of a sudden they're sinking, what were they supposed to do? And shame on that captain. They should throw the book at him and he should have life in prison. And I just heard something about the prime minister resigning in South Korea. What do you know about that? Yeah, the prime minister said it's his fault that the response, some of the response to what happened with the sinking ferry was he should have been able to do something about that, and he's taking responsibility for the slow response to the sinking. The prime minister is Chung Hung Won, and he went on national TV and he said, I apologize for the government for the problems that happened during the first response and the rescue and all of that, and problems that happened before the accident, said that the government didn't take the right kind of measures and disappointed the public, so I am resigning. And he also urged the South Koreans to just stand united and not be divided on it, because it's been such a terrible thing, as you can imagine, that everybody's reacting and and talk about pounding the emails. They're pounding the emails, pounding the doors down, and are furious. They haven't even found all the bodies yet. At this point, there were 300 South Korean high schoolers on the boat that capsized and sank, and they're blasting the government for how they responded. And searchers are still looking for passengers and crew. They found 188 bodies so far. 114 are still missing. They're still missing at this point. And it's the biggest disaster in South Korean history, in recent South Korean history anyway. And obviously a huge story, but it's a huge story that people are paying attention to here in the United States. They're talking about whether or not there was heavy cargo was part of the reason for the disaster. There were too many people on the ferry. You know, what was it that led to this problem? And we really haven't heard much about that. The captain abandoning ship, we know all about that, and the rescue efforts and how tough it is and all the divers, 500 divers, but we don't know much about why it sank. And now they're questioning the cargo, that it could be a cargo situation. All right, this one is from Jake in Austin. Kate, take cover. Unbelievable. Tornado Alley has really been ripped apart. I feel badly for the people in Arkansas. They seem to have really bore the brunt of this, but it's certainly chaotic as they're sorting it out. And I feel badly for those who were right there in the eye of the hurricane. I know the amount of people that they're pronouncing dead is changing, and that keeps changing, but it's more reason for people to pay attention, to have some kind of emergency response should an emergency all of a sudden befall you, like a hurricane or a tornado. I'm not saying the people didn't do that, but it's just another reminder to the rest of us to be as prepared as we can be. Yeah, every time we see that Mother Nature levels somebody with something, like tornadoes, hurricanes, mudslides, what do you do? How do you respond? And you can't, when all of a sudden something happens, a twister's in your face, and that wasn't predicted, which happens a bunch. Well, what are you going to do there? You're going to try to do something, but you're in the middle of it right there. It's facing you. It's staring down at you. And in some cases, this was what happened, where some of these towns got ransacked. There might be extensive damage now. And when it was unfolding, they were tweeting out, the National Weather Service was tweeting out a series of messages warning of tornadoes and talking about the damages and telling people to take cover as it was happening. So, I mean, that's good, but there's still not a lot of warnings with tornadoes. I mean, the worst damage seems to be north of Little Rock, Arkansas. The towns of Mayflower and Vilonia just are a wreck. And whether it's going to end up, it's 10, supposedly, is the official count of the dead people, but they think it could be more than that. I mean, that's a nightmare when that happens, when your town is ransacked. And this is the thing. The worst is the loss of life. Of course, we know that, absolutely. But then the reality sets in, and the reality is we have to clean up. We have to go somewhere. We have to live somewhere. We have to start the insurance process. We have to. And that's what happens. People, I'm sure, are overwhelmed. So they're not even at that stage yet. Now it's just dealing with it. And the overwhelming part is coming up. I mean, it's widespread. So they got shelters at high school, one of the high schools, and a local church, and they're talking about schools naturally are going to be closed on, Monday. They were talking about winds. They think the winds were up to 150 miles an hour. Whew. 150 miles an hour. You just can't do anything about that. And people that saw the cloud, they say that ambulances were out. They were deployed after they heard about the funnel cloud on the ground. And rescuers were in an area where a concrete wall crashed on to a car. And there were all kinds of crazy things that were happening. And the responders were telling people to stay away so they could do their jobs. And there was another area called Quapaw. Utah, which is in the northeastern part of Arkansas, near the border with Kansas and Missouri, and they said that was pretty bad, too, the line of storms that hit there. And, of course, you can really go almost anywhere, and you can see the images of the twisters on all kinds of sites, and they're pretty bad. I mean, you see the white funnel cloud that's with a dark sky. You see a funnel cloud in that Baxter Springs area that clearly was meant for destruction, and that's what happens. Is it going to be a large one? What's going to happen on the ground? How long is it going to stay there? And there's not a lot of predicting you can do with that. But you see that thing coming towards your house, definitely you don't want to be in the house, that's for sure. And you definitely want to take cover. I think that's why, luckily for some people, they have a storm shelter, but not everybody can afford it or not everybody has it. And that's when you have to go to Plan B, and you have to be able to implement Plan B as soon as you can, because you don't know where it's going to hit. And the funnel clouds that I saw, some of them were skinny and long. Some of them are giant and had a huge swath. Here's one from Valerie who says, Kate, I've emailed the show a couple of times. I've emailed about a few different things. But what's really disturbing is what's going on in the Ukraine. And, yes, I know we're removed from it in a sense. But it's very sad to see that the people who just want to get to their referendum and have a vote are all of a sudden being kidnapped, are being shot at, are having some terrible things happen to them. And I think Putin is behind this magic. And I don't think many people believe that he's an innocent in all of this. So how is it that nobody is calling him on it? How come these sanctions aren't crippling to that Russian economy? I say it's time to bring out the heavy artillery and just level this sucker, and let's see what happens. I'll take my chances rather than going in weak to a timid situation and coming in through the back door. That makes no sense. All right, thanks for that email. If you have any thoughts, you want to email us, do it, americatonight.net.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.